Welcome now to the midday for a Thursday. I'm Norman Gilliland, once again in our Buck studio here at WPR, and that means live music. And today it's going to be coming from the Philharmonic Chorus of Madison, or at least a lot of them. We'll find it a little bit later just how many there are in the total roster. But they have a long-running annual tradition of providing Tudor dinners, which includes not just dinner, but music and music of the season. And we're going to be hearing some of that and hear also a little bit about some of the ceremony that goes along with some of these pieces. Welcome, members of the Philharmonic Chorus. Great to have you here. About 20 of you all together, something like that. And your director is Patrick Gorman. And welcome, Pat.
Thank you. We're happy to be here.
So set it up for us. What is the ceremony that we're talking about?
Well, these Tudor dinners, it's a whole night of entertainment. It starts around 5:30 with hors d'oeuvres and cocktails, and it moves on up. This year we'll be in Varsity Hall at Union South. Everybody moves on upstairs to the main room, and while they're moving up, we have some of these people singing carols, little groups of people singing seasonal music. And then finally, as everybody gets seated, we move into a nice procession following up on the Oxford idea of the Tudor dinners, where the tale is that a long time ago, an Oxford student was crossing the green and was attacked by a great wild boar. And the only weapon he had was the Book of Aristotle that he was reading, and so he took that book and put it in the boar's throat, and he choked on it and died. So they feasted on that boar that night with the Aristotle still in his throat. And so they have, it always begins with a great boar's head procession.
That's what that's all about.
Yep. And it came over to the United States about a year before we started this tradition here. This is our 83rd year. It first went to the University of Rochester, and then someone from there came to Madison, and we started it here the next year. So it's really the oldest continuous running Tudor holiday dinner in the country.
And singing done in Tudor costume?
No, we used to do that, but now it's formal wear. The men wear tuxedos, the women wear lovely gowns.
Okay. Provide maybe a little more freedom of motion for singing.
It does, and it's a little easier to, everybody gets their own thing.
Well, okay. So imagine that as you listen to this, the formal attire for these members of the Philharmonic Chorus as they give us some selections from the Tudor dinners, and starting, of course, with the welcome and procession.
Yes. So this is what we sing right at the beginning as the lights go down and the audience quiets, and we sing this grand opening in the boar's head procession.
Our
The idea that people had an awful lot of fun making music back in the 16th century.
Yeah, I think they still do.
So that's just the beginning, the opening salvo.
And the waitstaff carries the boar's head around through the room, and with Aristotle still in his throat, and they have a great procession with banners and flags and lots of people in it.
Well, that sounds very festive indeed and very musical, too. I gather roast beef is a big part of this, too.
Yeah, this year the meal is a wonderful roast beef dinner, beef loin, and it's a delightful full-course meal. We start with a salad and then move on to the meal. But again, in very ceremonial fashion, we have to have someone taste the beef. And so one of our chorus members, who's unfortunately not here today, we call him Sir James, has a wonderful flashy poem that he reads and decides whether or not he likes the beef. Unfortunately, the beef is usually brought to him by a jester who has certainly likes to take her time getting there. But while all that's going on, we sing a little bit about the beef in a round written by the previous conductor of the chorus, Dr. Sam Jones from the UW Music Department.
Dear guests here in our hall, we wish you a good cheer for a wonderful Christmas and a jolly new year. Oh, bring us some fresh wine, our glasses have knocked. Let the cooks from the kitchen with beef loin be brought. The feast now is ready and great joy within. To all a good wassail, let the servers begin. Dear guests here in our hall, we wish you a good cheer for a wonderful Christmas and a jolly new year. Dear guests here in our hall, we wish you a good cheer for a wonderful Christmas and a jolly new year. Dear guests here in our hall, we wish you a good cheer for a wonderful Christmas and a jolly new year.
Then there's that quintessential dish, the figgy pudding.
Oh, the figgy pudding. We actually had a member some time ago who would take home all the extra figgy pudding every night and put it in his freezer. And I think he actually exceeded the legal limit of personal use for figgy pudding. But nevertheless, some people love it.
Well, without getting into the actual recipe, you have a piece for that, too.
We do. We start that after dinner is served and everyone's had a nice dinner. We have a little entertainment in between, and we end that with this little setting of wassail, all over the town. And I'll tell you, the wassail they make is delicious. And this is a traditional English carol, wassail all over the town.
Wassail,
wassail.
May your fortune abound. All hail to the ladies and same to the men. So fill up your bowl and we'll wassail again. Oh, constable, here's to the vigil you keep. Wassail to the children upstairs fast asleep. To the landlord and travelers who stopped at the inn. Then fill up the bowl and we'll wassail again. Wassail, wassail all over the town. Here's health to you all, may your fortune abound. We drink to the cities and we wish you good cheer. To all Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You're also providing some carousing music. You don't get to hear a music label quite that way. So
well, we do some carousing, and we have a lot of talented people in the group. And after dinner served, we have a couple of small groups. We have a women's quartet that sings and a men's quartet. While dinner's being eaten by the patrons, we have kind of roving bands of carolers walking around the room.
You might say marauding.
Marauding. That's a very good way to put it. And they sing until the room gets so loud they can't sing anymore. And then we come back and we continue with the ceremony. But it's a lot of fun, and it's one of the things that caught my attention when I first went to one many, many years ago is that the audience is so involved. They sing some holiday carols with us, anything from Jingle Bells to the First Noel, and they... this next thing we're going to sing, they get involved in a very competitive little round that everyone learned when they were a child. Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please don't put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, a halfpenny will do. If you haven't got a halfpenny, then God bless you.
Now, it's usually at this point... the audience will be rehearsing it with us, but now we'll break into a round, and we get three parts of the room all trying to sing the best, and normally we have some sort of prize for the person who sings with the most gusto, and so now we'll sing that little bit of round so you get a little taste of that.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat. Please don't put a penny in the old man's hat. If you haven't got a penny, then go send him a cat. If you haven't got a penny, then all the lights will do. If you haven't got a penny, then all the lights will do. If you haven't got a penny, then all the lights will do. If you haven't got a penny, then go send him a cat. If you haven't got a penny, then all the lights will do. If you haven't got a penny, then all the lights will do. If you haven't got a penny, then God bless you.
All right, I didn't hear any voice competing with the prize. It all looked
usually
very...
Usually by this time of the night, though, several bottles of wine have been consumed. Yeah. Not by us, unfortunately.
Left out a key ingredient there.
Yes.
And I suppose being in key doesn't count if you're in the audience. Now, you get rather eclectic with this, too. Some of these tunes would have given Henry VIII pause.
Yes, most certainly. after dinner's over and coffee's been served, we give a more or less formal concert of about 30 minutes in length. And each year, we're going to sing a few pieces from that. We sing a real eclectic bunch of music from early Renaissance music to very contemporary. We've sung Arvo Pärt and John Tavener and Gradetsky and other composers like that. And we find that especially if they've had enough to drink, they really enjoy those pieces. But we intersperse them then with carols that might be in holiday songs more familiar. And so it's always a nice way that as the evening's starting to draw to a close, we have this concert that I think has become a big part of the program.
So you're going to give us a sample of that, and I see quite diverse, too.
Yes. we're going to start with just the great American carol made popular by Andy Williams. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Ding dong, ding dong, ding, ring the Christmas bells.
Ding dong,
ding dong, ding, so that all the world can tell. It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. Holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all.
Happiest season of all.
There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow.
There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long ago.
Wonderful time of the year. There'll be much
watch mistletoeing, and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. Most wonderful time of the year.
Would have been proud.
I'm glad to hear that.
Now, this one is one of the very old traditional, it's not even exactly specifically a Christmas song. It's more like a bleak midwinter song.
It is. And it's a traditional English carol. And one of the reasons I chose this, aside from just the sheer beauty of the melody, is that it was arranged by American Alice Parker, one of the great. She and Robert Shaw together composed or arranged so many traditional songs, so many Christmas songs, holiday songs, and one of the things I think they're noted for is that they really bring the essence of the music out. They don't cover it up with a lot of fluff, and yet somehow they bring out these melodies in such a beautiful and fresh way that they're just delightful to listen to. So this is In the Bleak Midwinter, the English carol arranged by Alice Parker.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty winds bewail me. Earth's as hard as ice, earth's as hard as ice.
of the favorites at this time of year, bleak as it is.
Yes.
It's irresistible. Now, from the man who brought you Oedipus Tex and Black Forest Bluegrass, we have a little Christmas offering.
Yes, it's called Throw the Yule Log on, Uncle John, and it's a wonderful little poem that I think we can all relate to.
Throw the Yule Log on, Uncle John. Throw the Yule Log on, Uncle John.
To that Uncle John.
I think we all know one.
And now, more of this holiday treat is the Philharmonic Chorus of Madison. They're on the brink of the annual Tudor dinners, and their director is Pat Gorman, and he's filling us in on some of the bill of fare, the musical bill of fare. Actually, we've gotten into the menu, too. Mm-hmm. But musically speaking, it's really quite the smorgasbord. And so we come to some Americana here.
Yes, we do. Next, this we usually try to include some folk tunes. You know, previously in the concert, we didn't bring them today since we have not all our numbers here, but we're singing some Morton Lauridsen and some Eric Whitaker. So as the concert goes on, we get a little lighter, and we sing this African-American spiritual, Rise Up Shepherd. And we have a soloist here, tenor soloist John Chenfet.
Rise up,
rise up,
rise up,
follow the star.
There's a star in the east on Christmas morn. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. It will lead to the place where the Savior's born. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your flocks and leave your land. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Follow.
Leave your sheep and leave your rams. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Follow, follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
If you take good heed to the angel's word,
rise up, shepherd, and follow.
You'll forget your flock, you'll forget your herd.
Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Leave your flocks and leave your lambs.
Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Leave your sheep and leave your rams.
Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
There's a Kentucky song that has really made its way into the Christmas literature, hasn't it?
It is. It's the Cherry Tree Carol.
Yeah.
Kind of a quaint little text. I can't say I fully understand it, but it is actually one of the most requested pieces we have at the Tudor Dinners. We sing it about every 5 or 6 years. And it's with tenor soloist Paul Dvorak, tells the story of the Holy Family and a cherry tree.
When Joseph was an old man, an old man was he. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. He married Virgin Mary, the Queen of Galilee. Then Mary spoke to Joseph, so sweet and so mild. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Joseph, gather me some cherries, for I am with child. Then Joseph flew in anger, in anger flew he. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Let the father of the baby gather cherries for thee. Then Jesus spoke a few words, a few words spoke he. Let my mother have some cherries, thou Lord, our cherry tree. Let my mother have some cherries, thou Lord, our cherry tree. The cherry tree bowed low down to the ground, and Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood around. And Mary gathered cherries while Joseph stood around.
Then Joseph took Mary on his right knee.
What have I done, Lord? Have mercy on me. What have I done, Lord? Have mercy on me.
And Joseph took Jesus up.
my birthday will be, when the stars in the elements shall tremble with glee, when the stars in the elements shall tremble with glee.
Well, you know, some of those songs are always going to be a little cryptic.
Yes.
And it's not as if we're supposed to understand everything. It's
That's
part
right.
of the mystery of the season. This one's pretty straightforward, though.
Yes. Nice arrangement, very popular arrangement by Arthur Worrell of We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Category of farewell, you have a tune that even during the composer's lifetime was so popular that it was thought to be a folk song.
Really? I didn't know that. It's always been a favorite of so many people. As a matter of fact, one of the great things about these programs are they're people come back year after year and they bring friends new who haven't been there before. And one year I thought I'd try something different with this carol. And I'm grateful I made it out alive.
Okay, thereby hangs a tale.
We always sing this carol first in German and then in English. And believe it or not, we get that audience singing some German. And it's a delightful sound. Today we're going to sing it with a soloist singing the German part, and the chorus will come in with the more familiar part of Stille Nacht, Silent Night.
Stille Nacht, heilige Nacht, alle schenkt, einsam wacht, nur das Traupe hoch heilige Paar. Wohl der Knabe im lockigen Haar, schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe, schlaf in himmlischer Ruhe.
some wonderful low notes in there, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And it's interesting to bring the night at the end down to a very quiet conclusion.
Oh, that's true. Everybody who's been rowdy can then, you know, settle down before the ride home. And then you have one final one here, which is appropriate too. Give us peace.
Yes.
Dona Nobis Pacem, which is by Amadeus.
Yes. And again, it's become a favorite. We get the audience singing in Latin now. And I've often thought, you know, if German, Latin, if we had a few more hours, we could probably stage Aida. But we don't.
The elephants.
Yes, we need the elephants. And so we sing this little round. First, we usually rehearse it with the audience one time through together, and then we sing it together as a round, and it's accompanied by our bell ringers. It's a nice way to end the evening, and here we have about 20 people singing it. At the Tudor dinners, we have about 400 people singing it with lots of gusto.
It's a lot of peace.
It's a lot of peace, it is, and we sure need it.
Well, thanks for coming in and sharing some of your song list for the Tudor dinners. It's the Philharmonic Chorus of Madison, a long-standing tradition and a very popular one, too.
Yeah, well, thank you for having us here.
And your website again, Pat?
Our website, it's actually put on by the Union, so it's the Union's website. It's union.wisc.edu/Tudor Dinners.
So that's Union South.
Yep, it's at Union South and Varsity Hall. And tickets are available, and I'm told there's a discount for the first and last nights. And so if you go to that website, you can find out all about that.
Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Break a lot of legs.
Thank you. I think we will.